My name is Robert Baish, Medicare Bob. I have an important update if you are a Medicare Part D member. I'm gonna use this as my FAQ Friday video, so happy Friday, everybody. If you follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or my podcast, you know that every Friday I do an informational piece about Medicare, Medicare Supplement Insurance, Advantage Plans, Part D, etc. Well, on this video, I actually have an update that I received notice from SilverScript, which is CVS Caremark's Part D provider. And it's really important for everybody because it doesn't just affect people on SilverScript. But if you're on SilverScript in particular, if you're a current client of ours, we have a list. So we're going to call you guys this week and just let you know just in case you don't see the video. But for those of you that don't have proactive people letting you know these things, I'm going to tell you now that SilverScript is sending out some information in the next 2 weeks that is going to share with you that there was a mistake with how your payment might have been processed. So if you have a SilverScript or other Part D plan, because we also are receiving notifications from other Part D providers, then, and you selected to have your Part D premium deducted from your Social Security check or your railroad retirement check, there was an issue with the system started that they found February 1st. So it looks like it started on February 1st, and they were not properly taking the payment out. So you should have noticed, or maybe not, because usually the Part D premiums are kind of low, but you have not really been paying for that Part D premium for a couple months. So they identified the problem and they have fixed it, but the system is not allowing them to go back and take back premiums. So technically, you're in default for non-payment of your Part D plan. So don't worry though, they fixed the issue, so moving forward, your payment's gonna continue coming out. But what they are gonna do, and this is what I wanted to tell you guys so you're not alarmed, you're gonna receive a notification from your Part D provider in the next 2 to 4 weeks, that's gonna share with you a little bit more about what has happened with the system issue, and they have identified it. And it's gonna ask you to cut a check to mail the premium to them. They're gonna send you an invoice. That is what you need to do. You have to cut them, they're gonna send you an invoice, you have to pay it directly to them. So if you're a SilverScript Part D member, you need to make the 1 or 2 months back payment, whatever the invoice says, that you can mail them a check directly to the carrier. Don't send it to Medicare, don't send it to your agent or broker, send it directly to the carrier. They'll send you an invoice or a payment coupon, and that will make your policy current. Now, they're aware of this issue, so they're not looking to term anyone for non-payment because they know it's not necessarily your fault, but so they're gonna be pretty flexible with the timing of this, but eventually if you don't make that payment, they will term your drug plan. So I recommend be on the lookout. I know SilverScript, some other carriers are doing this as well. So be on the lookout for a notification in the mail that this has happened. You'll get an invoice from your Part D carrier. Just cut them a check for 1 to 2 months, whatever they say that you owe them for. Mail it directly to the carrier. Don't send it to an agent, a broker, or Medicare. Send it to your carrier, and your plan will be current. Your future premiums are still going to come out of your Social Security deduction. So it's not like you have to start making payments now for May and stuff like that. You should be able to just make your back payments, and then your current payments will come out now that they fixed the issue in their systems. So if you have any questions, leave a comment below. Call your agent, call the carrier, but be on the lookout for some information about a mistake if you were doing Social Security deduction and how you might owe them a couple months of payments. So not the end of the world. Could be a lot of confusing issues and stuff like that, but again, now that you know what's going to happen, you should be better prepared for it. So if you have any questions, give our office a call. Otherwise, have a great day.